Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a lot of replies on the Jeff Skinner thing. We can get Sal's thoughts on this, too. If Kawhi Leonard gets a multi-million-dollar penthouse, what can we give Jeff Skinner? Taylor writes in, $10 and my good pen.
Ooh, it's good pen, huh?
Brian Mazur, okay. her good pen. Brian writes good in, pen. He's allowed to go swimming at Woodlawn Beach any day, no matter how dirty it is.
That's a perk.
Greg Bauk.
Oh, this
he
be
can
good.
Enter any door in the city that says employees only. Perks.
How about free parking anywhere?
How about he gets a special light on top of his car? So whenever he's on the 198 at that 33 split that goes to the airport, he gets to go to the front line there.
Okay.
And he gets a light. So through the 198 and Parkside,
yeah,
around 5 o'clock, 435, he just gets to go by everybody.
Can he go over?
These are big perks.
Can he go over 30 on the Skadge?
Yes.
Okay. I hate that speed limit. I just cannot stand it. Can he also avoid traffic? Yeah. So a get out of traffic. No sitting at the water tower on the 290. All right. I'm good with that. Sal's autograph wouldn't hurt either. Sal, what do you think? Autograph picture for Jeff Skinner? We're trying to throw stuff in to keep him here.
I don't know how he could turn that down, to be quite honest with
right,
you guys. But,
right, I think golf with you, anything like that. Would
direct
be...
texting updates of play-by-play from training camp.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we could do that.
A chance
I
to
like
be on the sideline.
That's good. We don't have, like, horrible traffic, but yeah, that's, you know, when you're by that big blue water tower, it does get a little dicey in there, you know?
I sat there yesterday, so I figured I'd give him a break with having to avoid that. How about being on the sideline with you for Bills games?
You know, he might not want to be out there in the weather that I have to. Only the best games, right? The domes,
yeah.
the warm weather games.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
What he could do.
Maybe just opening day. If you know, they might be busy in training camp. Hey, I want to get to a couple articles that you have posted. Sal with us, by the way, on the Western Hotline, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 803-0550 if you want to talk with Sal. Before I get to your articles, though, I was mentioning this on the show. So Will Brinson has a piece up at CBS Sports, Sal, and he goes through everybody's over-under, right, and says he gives his prediction whether they're going to be over or under. He took the Bills over their 7-win over-under, and he talked about whether or not the Bills are too trendy. Are the Bills too trendy? Are they getting that much love as a team to be a sleeper this year?
Yeah, I saw that, and I think they are a little trendy in the national media right now. They're getting a lot of praise. They're getting a lot of people telling us, you know, that people are starting to jump on the bandwagon. They're starting to really like, you know, what they've done. But I think that's kind of like it's a game of, oh, well, this analyst is saying this. I better look into it. Or if they're saying this, it must be true. And then it kind of starts going on from there. However, the only thing is, you know, when you say too trendy and yet the over-under is still only 7 wins and most of these same people are still only picking them to be about 8-8. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think they're a team that's gaining a little bit of buzz. I wrote about this. I even did an article recently about a podcast I listened to with Will Brinson and Pete Prisco. Pete mm-hmm. Prisco said the Bills are going to contend for the playoffs in 2019, but they will win the East in 2020, the AFC East.
Yeah.
And Brinson said back to him, what if Tom Brady plays? He said, I don't care. They're still winning the AFC East in 2020. That's where they think they're going. So I do think there are a lot of people who believe in this team taking this right step. But to say too trendy, I mean, I don't know. I think the Browns would qualify much more as too trendy because that's a team people are picking to win like 11 games and 12 right. games and win the North and be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, so I'm with you on the Bills. It's almost like there's this the national conversation is it's almost a don't sleep on the Bills, right? It's, hey, this team could be good.
Yeah.
But anytime you say how good they could be, it's always couched with contending for a spot. Not they're going to get a spot, not even that they're going to be in contention for the division. It's just always a, you know, keep it in perspective, I suppose.
Yeah, if I think about the words too trendy, I'm thinking that people are saying they're going to be like really good and like in the Browns type of deal, like that kind of good, but no one's saying that about the Bills. So I think they're getting some love. I think they're trending in the right direction with a lot of people, and people are catching on to that. But I don't think the expectations are getting too trendy or too out of hand for a lot of people.
Your article, actually, if you want to talk about tie this all in, trendy expectations, where the Bills are going to go, it all depends, right, on how Josh Allen does. So I know you brought this up. We talked about it when you brought it up with Bulldog, but now you have an article up about year two for Josh Allen and, you know, what would be a good year two for him, that kind of discussion. Mitchell Trubisky, how did you land on him?
Well, I just took a look and I thought about young quarterbacks who, you know, realistically went from year one to year two and where they went. And look, I mean, we all want Josh Allen to be Patrick Mahomes this year, or to go from what Jared Goff went from year one to year two, essentially. That's what you'd love, to look at Carson Wentz's stats in the second year. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, no one would say no to that, and I think you hope for that. You hope for he's the best quarterback in the league. But the point I'm making is, if he gets to the level that Mitch Trubisky did last year in his second year, I think that's pretty good, and we'll take it. And if I said to you at the end of the year, here's his numbers, and laid out for you and showed you what Trubisky did, by the way, in 14 games, I think you'd say, okay, yeah, I think that's pretty good, and I'll take it, especially with this defense they could have, which, oh, by the way, the Bears had a great defense last year, and the Bills and Bears have had a lot of similarities in the way in which they built their offenses and teams around their young quarterbacks going into his second year, like the Bears did last year and the Bills this year. But, you know, yesterday I wrote the article. It caused a lot of polarization on Twitter. A lot of people were telling me how bad it was, or dumb I was, or horrible comparison it was.
So it was,
but I
Twitter.
Think it's just because of the name, Mitch Trubisky. Yeah.
Right, I think,
you know,
so.
I mean, if I took quarterback X and I didn't tell you who the guy was, yeah, I think a lot of people would, the people who were fighting it, would look and say, oh, yeah, I think I would take that. But because I said it's Mitch Trubisky, and I believe Josh Allen can be and should be better than Mitch Trubisky, I think he has a higher ceiling than Mitchell Trubisky. My point was simply, if you get that season that Trubisky gave you last year, I think we should all be happy with that, and I don't know how you can expect so much more than that, as much as you might hope for it.
Yeah, I think it comes down to your choice of words. Like, if he had that season, I think a lot of us would be happy because the Bills will have a good year, mm-hmm, as a team. There'll be team success. If he had that season, I think it would be entirely acceptable. I guess you might have people pushing back, Sal, and I might a little bit, is saying that that's a good season. Like, did Trubisky have a good season? Sure. I don't know that he's good yet. You know what I mean? So I think it's very possible that Allen,
right,
that Allen kind of lands in the middle, where he has a totally acceptable season. They have team success. And at the end of it, we're generally happy, but we're still asking the question, how good is he? You know, I expect next year, at this time, our conversation is like, all right, what's the next step from here? There are steps to be taken. Trubisky would be a step forward if he matches that output. And the team success, I think, would follow because of the defense. So that might be where you get some of the pushback, is just what it means, how good Trubisky actually is right now.
But it's also, Jeremy, because I think that, like, I'm not saying that's where he needs to end up and, like, hey, his career is good, that's where we should be and hope that he's going to be this guy. It's the next step. It's his year two. Like, I would certainly hope he'd take another step in year three, and I don't know where Trubisky's going to go in year three, but, yeah, I think, you know, that it's just the evolution and the step. And if you go from year one, and if you look at it, I put the stats together. I put the stats of what each guy was their rookie year, and then I put the stats to what Trubisky was from year one to year two. It was a really big improvement for him. He took a big step. And I'm saying, boy, if Allen, who, by the way, they had kind of similar type of numbers in a lot of ways, their rookie years, and if Allen got to that level with the defense they have, I think they're winning 9 games at least.
Well, I thought that was one of the interesting things in your article. And I think maybe that's the Twitter blowback, pushback, Sal, when that maybe they thought you were saying he'll be Mitch Trubisky. And I look at Mitchell Trubisky and say he's not one of the top young quarterbacks in the NFL, but you wrote in your article that you do think his ceiling is higher than Trubisky's. You're just making a year
two
comparison.
Yes, and again, I don't know. I guess it's maybe I should word it different. Maybe people just don't. People look at the headline, and I have a couple people say, well, I didn't read the article, I just read the headline, he better be better than Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, but you should read the article then. I don't know what to tell you.
I think that was,
you know,
part,
I mean,
of the
problem. It clearly states in there that right, I mean, it clearly states in there. Yeah. I'm not saying, again, I'm not comparing the two players and saying this is who the guy is or this is who she should be. I am not a big fan of Mitchell Trubisky. All I'm telling you is he had a nice second year that I think that if Josh Allen can get to that point, like what he did last year, and he mirrors that second year, I think we should all be pretty good with that and then say, I think we're on the right track. And, you know, and maybe I should have said at least, like, that's the baseline floor that would make you say, okay, I think we're on the right track here now, and I think this kid could be pretty good. Now, what else can you give me in year three and going forward?
Sal with us here at our Wester Hotline. That article's up at WGR550.com. I thought it was interesting, too, because We brought up the Bears model too, like what they did, you know, with the coach coming in, with the money they spent in free agency on receivers. And you draw a comparison to the Bills following the Bears model. But what I found interesting, though, Sal, did you write that Terry Cohen was their leading receiver in terms of catches? Was that right?
He did. He was. Wow. The three guys they signed, Allen Robinson,
Gabriel was in there.
Taylor Gabriel, and Trey Burton, and they all finished behind Tariq Cohen in number of catches.
And they drafted Anthony Miller, too, I think, right?
And Anthony Miller was right behind them, actually, as well.
Huh.
So, you know, those guys. And then I said, look, can you get – and by the way, those three guys they added, talking about the two receivers and the tight end, they added up to just shy of 2,000 yards total and I think 12 or 14 touchdowns. I have it in the article. And my point is, can you get Cole Beasley, John Brown, and then one of your other guys to get to that level? Because that's what it might – and then you add in a T.J. Yeldon or a back. Like, I think that you can – you can talk yourself into, I think that's because Zay Jones and Robert Foster themselves added up to close to 1,200 yards last year.
Well, it got me.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say it got me thinking that point. Now, how much are the Bills going to use their backs? Like, right, we've spent this whole offseason talking about what? Got to get a better wide receiving core. You know, offensive line. Now we're talking about tight end with the Croft injury. How much will the backs factor in the passing game since you brought up the Trubisky-Cohen stat?
I don't know. I mean, that's, they're not the same offense, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Matt Nagy there, and maybe they rely on that more. But the Bills did sign T.J. Yeldon. He's a pass-catching running back. I think they'd like to be able to use that part of their arsenal more to get teams to have to defend more of the field. I've said this to you guys a lot. I think one of the big things the Bills are trying to do is to force defenses to defend the entire field.
Yeah.
And that means even behind the line of scrimmage on passes, right? I mean, know that there's a running back there that I can throw to, whether that's a Yeldon or a LeSean McCoy or whoever. There's a Cole Beasley right there underneath in the slot. There's a, you know, mid-level guy in Zay Jones. There's a guy over the top in John Brown or Robert Foster. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know, like, what to expect from the Bills' running back pass catchers. I don't know if you want them to be where the Bears had Tariq Cohen. It's a different offense, different quarterbacks, obviously. But I do think that you want to get everybody involved and make sure a defense can defend the entire field.
The other article I wanted folks to read is about Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and their relationship. Let's just give them a little thumbnail sketch on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's been kind of documented that these guys have trained together. They're both from California. They know each other. They've known each other for several years. You know, they grew up as quarterbacks and going to camps and things like that, but, you know, known each other in passing. But now, the last couple of years, especially last year prior to the draft, they trained together. They lived together even. You know, they both work with Jordan Palmer. Well, you know, they went back to that this year. And, you know, I asked Josh about it the other day when he met with the media. And, you know, he talked about his relationship with Sam and how they try to make each other better. And, you know, they're going to be hopefully playing each other a long time here and together against each other in a big rivalry. They both hope that, because if that's the case, then I think that means they're both doing well because they have known, you know, the teams haven't moved on from them. So, yeah, I think it's interesting to have this relationship. But what I think is cool is they had 1 year under their belt now that they're not training for the draft and saying, where are you going? Where am I going? Mm-hmm. What city am I going to live in? Now it's, okay, like, I play you, you play me, we're in the division. What'd you see? Like, Josh talked about how they kind of talked about some defenses they saw, how they adapted. And I think that's cool stuff that they can share that experience together. And that's what the article's about is, you know, where they're going and how their friendship has kind of fed off each other to make each other better.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, as always, for coming on with us. And we'll talk to you again next week with some more OTAs.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.